New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is dismissing as political President Trump's attempt through the Department of Justice to classify New York City, Seattle, and Portland, Oregon as, quote, anarchy jurisdictions and withhold billions of dollars in federal funds. Karen DeWitt reports.
Trump's Attorney General William Barr says state and local leaders in New York, Washington State, and Oregon impeded local law enforcement from doing their jobs during weeks of civil rights protests in the three cities this year. Elected officials in New York, Seattle, and Portland have all opposed federal intervention in the protests. Governor Cuomo says it's another attempt by Trump to manipulate and distort government agencies to play politics and to further the president's re-election efforts.
So this is more of the same.
Cuomo says the Trump administration tried once before to block funding to cities, including New York, which had declared themselves sanctuary cities for immigrants. The attempt failed after New York and others successfully filed a lawsuit. Cuomo says under the U.S. Constitution, the states, not the federal government, have control over police units. The governor predicts that if the president and his attorney general follow through on their threats, then New York will go to court and win again.
If they actually do this, we will challenge it legally, and he will lose once again because we've seen this play before. But again, it's just for the politics and part of his campaign rhetoric.
Later, in answer to a reporter's question, Cuomo further criticized the president, saying Trump is a political opportunist who moved his legal residence from New York to Florida because he was rejected by New York personally and professionally. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.